Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do. Like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com. Okay. It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the First Cut Podcast presented by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. This is your RBC Heritage preview, storylines, best bets, the vaunted one and done. I am in the pilot seat, your host, Patrick McDonald, and I am joined co-pilot today, Greg Ducharme, the real GFD. What's going on?
We're ready for launch, pilot. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a fun show. We keep on rolling right into, as we said on Sunday, a Siggy. We got a big one this week, and just about everybody's here. Scotty's still in the field. This is it's going to be a fun tournament.
Yeah, Scotty flying back home to Texas, going to the bar in the green jacket, coming back to Hilton Head. How maybe a little hangover there Monday for him. How's your major hangover doing? How's the energy level?
Energy level's pretty normal. I'm exhausted, but that's just about an everyday occurrence, something we deal with on a daily basis. So we're fine. Like I said, I'm fired up. I know that there definitely feels like a little drop in the energy. Right. But by the time we roll around to Sunday, you know what we'll be saying, Patrick. What a week.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, the parents aren't home. It's just kids are out to play. We're going to have a few friends over.
Maybe
open the pool. I know it's middle of April, but temperature is probably not too cold. Pretty quiet Tuesday, though, for us, Greg. I guess first, any final Masters thoughts before we transition into this new week?
I'm just still blown away by the performance of Scottie Scheffler on so many different levels. He is just so much better than everybody else. And it's appalling to watch. And it doesn't matter if it's tough conditions. It doesn't matter if it's gettable conditions. It doesn't matter if it's a short course or a long course or Augusta National or somewhere else. Scottie knows how to get it done. And he's a big time problem for everybody else. And I haven't in a long time. I haven't since Tiger felt looking at other players like, yeah, but they can't beat Scotty. You know, even when John Rahm was playing well, when Dustin Johnson was playing well, when Rory was at his best, it never had this feeling of, but they can't beat Scotty. So it's still right on the front and center of my mind and probably will be for the rest of the year.
Yeah, especially after he wins this week as well with everything going on. We will get to that. I guess the only news from today, Greg, we have, I want to credit everyone on this report. We had the City AM, a London-based paper written by, I have the byline here, Frank Dalaris and Matt Hardy. For those listening, Frank Dalaris and Matt Hardy. They reported two separate sources have told City AM that they believe a deal is close to done when it comes to Rory McIlroy joining LIV Golf. It is claimed that the LIV Golf Chiefs have offered world number two McIlroy an eye-watering $850 million plus 2% in equity in the competition. It would make him LIV Golf's biggest signing so far, and it could be announced after the Masters, they said. Here's the kicker, Greg. Here's my favorite line of the entire article. Immediately after that, it is, it has not been possible to verify the claims. All right. It goes wild on the internet. People are taking it as gospel. They're spreading the good news. They're doing the whole damn thing. Rory McIlroy today on the range at Harbortown talking to Todd Lewis of Golf Channel. Pretty much just started laughing about it. Said, you know, I'm not going. I'm going to play on the PGA Tour for the rest of my career. You know, obviously we've seen some players say some things and go back on their word. Greg, do you see a world where Rory McIlroy is running the Majestics or running the Cliques or going up against my Ripper GC? Or you think you can take him for his word?
Well, I think you could take him for his word. The strange answer is, as much as I hate to say it, the strange answer is both. And I think both can be true. Rory mentioned before in a press conference that, you know, there's a world where everybody plays there, but it's not separate, right? They can't be separate entities. So if a deal comes together, yeah, I could see Rory being a part of Team Golf. Absolutely. Because he'll get on board with whatever the PGA Tour is doing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, no, Rory is not going to leave the PGA Tour. But you know, what's the alarming thing about this? And we've talked about this before. The alarming thing is that there's just somebody is blatantly lying, right? I don't know exactly who it is. In one case, it could be Rory McIlroy, right? We've seen other players do that. Rory could be just lying. I don't think that's the case. Now, I first saw this article from an account of a nameless, faceless Twitter account, which gets me all worked up at first. Then I realized they shared an article. I'm like, oh, well, they're just sharing an article. This nameless account didn't do anything wrong here. I'm fine with this. The article now has unnamed sources. There's no verification. So now it's like, okay, this may be an even bigger problem, because we got a legitimate media news source publishing hearsay. Okay, I heard on the range that you know, the sky was going to turn red.
No,
that's like it's a very dangerous place for journalism. I mean, you're a writer, you don't. Unless it's an editorial piece and you're sharing your opinion, what you think might happen. In that case, it should be known that it's an editorial piece. But when articles or when things are presented as fact that are not fact, not verified, that becomes a big problem. And you get into this rumor frenzy again, which just, it's so sad to see.
It is. It's the state of the game, unfortunately. And as I said, City AM, Frank Dalaris, he is their sports editor, and Matt Hardy as well, deputy sports editor, with the byline. Yeah, the real kicker for me, Greg, in this article was it has not been possible to verify the claim.
Yeah, it's a
just
kicker.
Buried in there.
And the thing, this is the other thing, Patrick. It's not just the game of golf. Like, all of a sudden, in the last 2 months, my Twitter feed has gone to like pure conspiracy theories on all these like big worldly issues. And you run into the same problem, I'm not even going to name one, but no matter what this issue is, there's somebody tweeting about it. There may be an article written. And it's one thing to say, okay, that's a person sending out a tweet. I shouldn't take that at its word. There's another thing when there's 50 people tweeting about it, the same thing, or 100, whoever, you know, when it fills up your feed. And it's an even worse thing when there's an actual article written about it in a, you know, a real media source. It's a real issue in our world. And it drives me crazy because there's nowhere now. I read this article, but that might not be true. I heard from this guy at the grocery market, and that might not be. You don't know what is true. There's no way to know. So it's concerning.
The guy at the grocery market might be more viable than some sources these days, Greg.
Yeah,
you know, the guy looking to pick up, you know, just some produce. You guys get talking, and he's like, you know what? I heard Rory's going to live for $850 million.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I tell the next guy in line who's just trying to get a quarter pound of cheese, American, thinly sliced, that Rory is in fact going to live, and it's done. And now we got a real issue. So, Rory's not leaving the PGA Tour.
Are you? Do you go to the counter for cheese?
I actually don't go to the grocery store at all.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. Apologies. Yeah. Source.
So it's a kind of an odd analogy for me to make, but
what I imagine the grocery store would be like.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about Rory and Liv. I can't confirm. All right. We will get into some real news coming up with the RBC Heritage Preview, Best Bets, and One and Done. But first, let's hear a word from our partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping.
And we are back. Greg, 69 of the best players on the PGA Tour, teeing it up this week at Harbortown Golf Links there, Hilton Head Island on the Calabogie Sound. Is that correct?
That is correct. Nice.
Okay. Not too shabby. You know, signature event, obviously no cut, unlike the Genesis in the API. Greg, I guess my initial question for you is this cadence in the schedule. We're going to be seeing a lot of it coming up. The Wells Fargo Championships the week before the PGA. The U.S. Open's a very busy stretch with the Memorial, U.S. Open, and then the Travelers as well. And this is really our first taste of it. What are your thoughts on kind of having a big boy event so close to majors?
It's not my preference. This is a difficult situation to be in. So again, it's not my preference because so much energy goes into the Masters, right? And these guys that are contending, if you look at this from 30,000 feet, in an ideal world, your best players play their best at majors. And then all of a sudden, the very next week, they're going to be playing in a signature event. That's not ideal. But at the same time, the signature events are very costly for the PGA Tour sponsors. And so when you have a sponsor that's willing to put up the dollar amount to have a signature event, and oh, by the way, they sponsor multiple events on your tour, you have to support them. And it's, again, not ideal, but this is the situation that we're in. It's not, you know, everybody isn't able, willing or able to make their event a signature event. So it's a tough place to be in. But in an ideal world, no. I mean, it's like Scottie Scheffler wins the Super Bowl and then the very next week goes and plays the Bills on the road.
Imagine right? that.
I guess the Panthers is probably a better example, but you just got another game the next week.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild.
It is. And a lot of them are making the trip, 26 out of the top 30 in the world. Obviously, no Rahm or Sir Tyrrell Hatton, but no Victor, and I believe no Hideki. Those are the two PGA Tour
guys. Right. That's right.
Not in the field, but everyone else, and a number of them coming off that missed cut at the Masters. You think Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, who's in the field because he's ranked 30th in the world, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman. Of those guys, who draws your interest the most, you think?
Well, I'm fascinated with Spieth and Thomas. Not because I think they're going to play well, but I'm just very curious to see what's going on with them. Like, what's wrong? And it's not for Justin Thomas specifically. It's 2 79s in his last four rounds. 79s. You know, this is not acceptable for Justin Thomas. Being 30th in the world is not acceptable for him. And I know that he feels the same way. Right. So I want to see if he can get back on the horse, rally something. Was that a fluke where it just got really difficult and you made a couple mistakes and things got away from him? Or is there a real problem going on? Jordan Spieth, I'm curious, is his wrist an issue? Is his wrist creating all the problems because it flares up occasionally? Is there a real problem with his short game? Or again, was Augusta National just a abnormally difficult test? So these are the biggest questions for me, because I think those two guys are really important for our sport. And when they're struggling, and so many of the top players are struggling, it's alarming.
It is. And Jordan Spieth is off in round number one with his fellow Texas Longhorn, world number one, Scottie Scheffler. Greg, is he going to do it again, you think? No matter? I mean, he flew back home, got a few beers with the buddies in the green jacket, visited Meredith, checked in, made sure she was all right, back on the jet to Hilton Head Island. Is he going to win again? Is he going to do it?
Yeah, I kind of think so. You know, I do. I mean, I know we're going to do some bets and some official picks later, but his game suits this golf course perfectly. He's long, but he's very straight, which is a huge advantage, especially here. So he'll know how to position the ball. He's played here before. He came in tied 11th. I think he's going to come in this week with a better game plan. They'll be ready. And if there's anybody, one of the big concerns for me, this is a concern with a Max Homa, a Ludvig Åberg, you know, these guys that were in the mix, in Colin Morikawa, they're in contention last week. Now there's this drop off. It's a big emotional toll, but it doesn't seem like last week was that heavy of a lift for Scottie Scheffler. You know, it's like, it felt like everybody else was swimming upstream and Scottie was cruising downstream in a canoe. He wasn't even rowing. So, yeah, I think he can handle it. I think he can reset. I don't really think there's anybody else that could win the Masters, come back the very next week, and I would feel as confident as I do about their game.
Greg, what would you grade Scottie Scheffler's game at the Masters? Do you think he had his A-plus game?
No.
A-minus?
No, probably. Well, there's a couple stages. So first three rounds, until the ninth hole on Sunday, I would give him a B plus. I think the last 10 holes, you could say, I know he birdied eight too. So maybe the last 11 holes, I think he had his A game. I do. I think that was the best of Scottie Scheffler.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, no, it was not his best stuff. His iron play was a lot weaker than it typically is. But still, it's like, you know, he's going to get up and down. You know that he's going to hit his pitch shots close. And he does. I mean, it's some mistakes, right? He missed a couple of putts that were short. He missed a putt on five that was a basic tap-in. He hit it into the tributary to Ray's Creek twice. One of them he got lucky on, and it stayed up somehow. But those are uncharacteristic mistakes for Scottie Scheffler. And he won by four.
He got up and down on the last hole just for fun, pretty much. Just to show everyone, I'm that much better than you.
Yeah, well, he didn't want a four putt again.
Yeah, it's like, I don't need to do this.
Even though he could have.
I'm going to anyways.
Right.
Some numbers attached to that, Greg, if you're interested. Over the last 3 months, I know over the last couple years, there's some dumb numbers too, but last 3 months, he's one stroke better than Xander Schauffele per round, who is the second best statistical person. And he is he's doubled up Tommy Fleetwood in terms of total strokes gained per round, and Tommy Fleetwood's ranked 10th in the world. So he is two times better per round than the 10th best player.
And per
per round. That's how you right. win by four. That's how you win the Masters by four over.
Yeah. So the second best player, you're four shots better than for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it again, it's like he doesn't really need his best stuff. It's great if he has it. He can afford some mistakes. He knows what to do. And it doesn't feel heavy for him. It's not like this huge, I'm sure it's more emotional than he leads on, but it's not this overwhelming task. It's what should happen. So rolling on to the next week, maybe he's a little more tired than usual, but he's got a little cushion. Scary.
It is. Yeah, no, I think the Houston Open is a great kind of representation of this. I think he had his C game that week to tell you.
Yeah. And if you, this is the scary thing about this week, right? You start pulling up. I'm not huge into this, but it is very interesting. And I found it to be a pretty effective with some picks this year, these proximity buckets, where you start looking at where guys excel in approach play. Mm-hmm. And Bay Hill, the Masters, Houston, they all had a significant amount of shots that came from outside of 200 yards. And that's not really Scottie's strength. He's 200 to 225, he's 13th. But outside of 200 overall, he's 63rd. But you start getting into this week where a lot of shots come from inside of 175. Well, 175 to 200, he's 38th. I didn't mean to read that. 150 to 175, he's first. 100 to 125, he's 41st. 50 to 125, so a big range of wedge shots, he's first. 100 to 125, he's first. 75 to 100, he's 14th. Inside 100 yards, he's third. Like these short irons and wedges are where he really excels, mm-hmm. you know, even within his own game. And that's what he's going to have all week long.
All week long. I'm sure he will make it onto one of, if not both, of our betting cards. We will get to the RBC Heritage best bets here in a moment. But first, a break from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we are back. For those of you new here, producer Josh is kind enough to give us $50 on a matchup, $30 for a finishing position, $10 on an outright, and another $10 for outright number two. This best bet segment is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more, Greg. Make it more. Okay, can you do that for me? Can you make every moment more?
We're gonna try.
Okay, we're gonna try to do it, Josh. Let's pull it up. It feels weird just the two of us.
Small chart.
But when you're the only two winning bets on this program, you know what? you get the Tuesday show to yourself.
That's right,
Greg. I'll let you kick it off with your matchup.
All right, I got Shane Lowry over Sahi Thigala. -150. So this is a significant advantage. Now, Sahi played really well here last year. But I just love where Shane Lowry is heading into this week. And you're going to see him a couple times on my card. So Shane Lowry in his last four measured events has gained four or more strokes approaching the green in each of them. He is hitting the ball like a maniac. Here's the other thing. Driving accuracy, very important on this golf course. Tree lined, it's tight, it's narrow. He leads the PGA Tour in driving accuracy. So that caught my attention. Struggling on the greens a little bit, but he happens to putt pretty well here. And that's why he has two T3s here and an additional T9. So I love Shane Lowry and I like him over Sahi Thigala.
That T3, the most recent one. He should have won that golf tournament, I believe. I think he like chipped into the water on a par three late.
In 2022. Yeah, that was the year. Yeah.
That was Spieth? Over Cantlay?
That was Spieth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Lowry was right there.
Yeah. He had so many good looks. Just could not really connect. I'm going, Josh, not to put you on the spot here, but I made a 11th hour switch. Adam Shank -110 over Eric Cole. No offense to the Rust Bus and Canadian Corey Connors. I'll leave them on the sidelines for now. But I'm going Adam Shank -110 over Eric Cole. Shank's been really good.
He had
top five there in Texas. Yeah, the Masters. He's coming back next year. Got that top 12 finish. Thank you very much. Top 20 at the Players Championship as well. And Eric Cole, not great recently. Just doesn't really have a lot going for him. So I'm going to take the hot hand with Adam Shank at -110. Speaking of hot hands, I'm going to ride Denny McCarthy for a top 20 at +150. Runner up to Akshay at the Texas Open. Made the cut and then his Masters debut. I think we can both agree Augusta National and Denny probably are not the best fit. But
no,
Harbor Town,
70 on Sunday.
Yeah, no, he impressed. He surprises, like even at Jack's place, right? He easily could have won that golf tournament. It's very impressive.
He's got dog in him.
Yeah, for sure. Even for a guy who went to the University of Virginia, he's got a little bit of a dog on him.
Yeah.
So top 20 for him. I like the course fit much better at Harbortown. He's played well here in the past, accurate off the tee, great wedge player, great putter. I like that recipe for a top 20. Greg, you're kind of going with a somewhat similar type of player.
Yeah, law like way down the board. So I'm going Mackenzie Hughes for a top 30. I mean, that's nearly just the top half of the field. There's only 69 players. So when you're looking at top 30s, you're not going to find very many in the plus money here. But Mackenzie Hughes at plus 130, I think is a really valuable play. He's been hitting the ball well. He played really well at the Valspar. His last four finishes are all top 30s, and there's a T3 and a T14 in his last two. So I think his form is really good. I think Mackenzie Hughes is playing really good golf. Now, his record here is very poor. Very poor. He's got three missed cuts. His best finish is a T52. Surprising to me. I was shocked when I saw that. That's why I think his number's so long. But he, in these events, every time he's played here at Harbortown, he's really struggled with his iron play. And I think his iron play is just a whole lot better. So I'm curious to see if Mackenzie Hughes can rewrite the script, get back in the mix, and he's only got to beat, you know, a little more than half the field. I think he can do it.
Okay. Speaking of getting back in the mix, Greg, how about you tell the listeners your outright selections?
Scottie Scheffler is first because I like two things about this. One, I like having a dog in the fight on Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, and you know you're going to have that with Scheffler. So it's been fun. I've been putting him on my betting card every week, yeah. and he keeps on winning. So he's got to go on there. I don't care about the number. The second one I did, it's the first time, and it's a mistake that it's the first time I've done this. This is a winner without. So I've gone with winner without Ludwig, Rory, Scotty, and Xander. I was originally looking for just a winner without Scotty, but I figured, hey, spread. I like Xander a lot this week too. So maybe let's spread all these guys out, get rid of all these guys, and leave ourselves with Shane Lowry at 28-1.
Wow. That is, you have a potential for
a sweep,
the perfect board.
Yeah.
It's never been accomplished before in first cut history.
Because we've always looked at it as being impossible.
There come times, I think, when Kyle hit Joaquin Neiman on Live.
Yeah.
That type of scenario. But in the same tournament, Greg, would be unprecedented. They might write stories about you, songs.
The only other option is you get outright to get 10 on each. And I was thinking about this last week. When I saw the results, I should have just done Scotty in both. Just put 20 on Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, I almost did that, but I figured this would be a little more fun.
Damn, I am kind of jealous of the without market because I went Shane Lowry to win at 40-1. That includes the supercomputer that is Ludwig Åberg, Rory, Scotty, and Xander, unfortunately.
Yeah.
For all the reasons Greg said, I think, great course history, sitting the cover off his irons, accurate off the tee, everything you want at Harbortown. And it's not a tournament if I'm not betting on my main man, Russell Henley, 35-1 to take home the title.
Top 10 player in the world.
Top 10 player in the world, obviously. He's made for these events. Accurate off the tee, great iron player, and a great putter this year, which
you'd
love to see. He's kind of rediscovered that after, the middle of his career being really, really bad on the greens.
That iron play has kind of taken a little bit of a dip this year.
Yeah, it has.
But he had the Valero Texas Open. He looked like old Russ Buss, mm-hmm. like top 10 player in the world caliber Russ Buss.
Yeah, those types of performances are dangerous, Greg, because they draw me back in.
Yeah, yeah.
After he disappoints me at the Players, misses the cut, I put my neck on the line for him. It makes me look like a fool. And then Texas Open happens.
Well, I like it. You don't want. How often does it happen where your guy wins 2 weeks after you vouched for him?
Exactly. Right?
I saw this coming. But when it was time, I wasn't there, and put my money where my mouth is. So it's a sign that you really believe, like, we need another one.
Yeah, got to keep on riding the bus. All right, so to recap matchups, I'm going Adam Schenk, minus 110 over Eric Cole. Greg is going Sugar Shane Lowry, minus 150 over Sahith Theegala. I got a top 20 on Denny Boy McCarthy at plus 150. Greg is going with Mackenzie Hughes, top 30 in the 69-man field at plus 130. Russ Bus Henley, 35-1, and Shane Lowry, 40-1 for me. Greg's going with the guy who's going to win the tournament most likely, Scotty Scheffler at 4-1. And winner without Ludwig, Rory, Scotty Scheffler, and Xander, Shane Lowry at 28-1. The sweep could happen, ladies and gentlemen. A true where were you moment. Bookmark this episode. Bookmark this timestamp. This will go down in the history books. But that's not all. That's not all, Greg. Because producer Josh gives us $50 more. In this economy, he's given us $50 more for a best bet. And there they are. Look at us. Only two guys in the black.
Just look at this profit gain. Let's fill it up.
Yeah, it might be time to, I know tax season has come and gone. You typically dump your losers before tax seasons for some write-offs. Unfortunately, we cannot dump Rick, Kyle, and Mark, who are all in the red. Meanwhile, Greg up 58.3% on the year. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. With no outrights in there. I've just been plodding along, and my strategy has been top 40s, top 30s, top 40s. I'm sticking with that. This week, it's a top 40. Remember, 69-player field. And I'm going with Nick Dunlap. All right, now, let me explain. Nick Dunlap won the American Express, right? A huge win, unbelievable win. He gets his PGA Tour card. Afterwards, he doesn't do anything. It's a real struggle for him. But the last 2 weeks have really been a significant change. He came in tied 11th in Houston, and he hit it really well, especially with his irons. And he hit it really well last week at the Masters. And he gained over 3.5 strokes approaching the green in 2 rounds in those conditions at the Masters. I think Nick Dunlap's starting to get comfortable out on the PGA Tour. I think this could be a nice golf course for him, and he's only got to beat 29 guys. I think he can do that.
Only got to beat 29 guys. You got some in the field like Kevin Kisner's got the sponsors exemption, Webb Simpson, some guys a little out of form. So I like it. I like that you could find a plus money top 40 in this field,
yeah.
Greg.
Yeah, I wanted to work him in more so than get a plus money top 40. Because I like Nick Dunlap. And then it gave me the idea, oh, maybe I could get a plus money top 40.
And that's why you're a cash cow, man. That's why you are the cash cow.
Let's ring the bell again.
Speaking of cash cows, I feel like I have to kind of donate to the fund here since to make up for my prior transgressions last week, picking Jordan Spieth to win in the best bet segment. So we're going back to the well, not with Spieth. Thank God. Scotty Scheffler to win the RBC Heritage at 4-1.
All right. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
At what point last week in your private moments did you think, what have I done?
So I will say when we were filling out the rundown, for those of you who don't know, we have a rundown. We put all of our bets in and then we kind of go about our days. I'm usually one of the first ones to put the bets in because right when Josh sends it to me, I just fill it out real quick, get it done so I don't forget. I had Scotty Scheffler originally in my best bet thing. And then like a couple minutes later, I went back in and I was like, I'm going to be a legend for this. Jordan Spieth 25-1. Yeah, I think I knew I had made a mistake when on coverage, it was poetry. They panned to Scotty Scheffler chipping in from the bunker on 12 for birdie. And that was right around when Jordan Spieth was starting his round, and he stubs his chip on 1 and makes double. I'm like, I deserve this. I 100% deserve this.
So it was on Jordan's first hole.
Yeah, correct. On his first hole, I was like, all right, that was a fun... like 10 minutes, maybe.
Oh, man. And it just didn't feel anything like John Rahm, who made double on his first hole last year and won.
No, nothing.
You probably didn't even think about that.
I think Van Pelt was like, you know, John Rahm did this last year. I'm like, not like this. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I feel for you. I'm glad you're back on the horse.
Yeah, back on the horse. Unfortunately, you know, the baby is in the back of in my mind if he has to withdraw mid tournament. I feel like this one will be a donation just to be back in the good graces of the gambling gods, and then me and Scotty can start moving forward again.
Okay. All right, good.
So we got for the Moneyball best bets, I'm on Scotty Scheffler to win at 4-1. And Greg, the plus money top 40, Nick Dunlap plus 120 from your two cash cows, KP, Greg, and Mark. Figure it out, please. This best bet segment was brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Greg, make every moment more.
Let's do it. Just to let you know how much we're carrying the team. Everybody else is losing. But as a team, we're actually turning a profit this year.
We are. 4.2%, which, you know, in this environment, some shaky markets, Jerome Powell, he's flip-flopping on the rate cuts and everything, inflationary environment. But it doesn't matter for us.
Yeah, we're doing fine. Thanks to you and me.
Winners win, losers lose. And speaking of losers, unfortunately, I kind of am one in the one and done. Josh, if you can bring those up, because we've got some crossover. We've added the Run Your Pool rankings to the left of or to the right of our names. Top five in the first cut, one and done on Run Your Pool. At fifth, Banana Pancakes at 9.4, and with an E in fourth at 9.7, BA314, maybe that's a reference to pie, the number, not the food, 10.3. Mike M, how original, at 10.3 as well. And in first, he's kind of been the guy all year, Greg.
Yeah,
or gal. For all we know, right?
We don't know. I mean, I would think guy.
I would too.
Based on the name. The name.
It is the big boy team at 10.5. He's got about a 200K lead over Mike M.
Killing it.
We got what, like 920-ish people, I believe, are in this
pool. Yeah.
Just for some context when I read out some of these names. And remember, 20 million on the line, 3.6 to first place. Rick with 2.2 million in 582nd place. He's going with Wyndham Clark. I'm kind of surprised by this, Greg.
You know, we talked about him yesterday on the DFS pod. Okay. And I kind of like him in DFS. And because he's, but it's because of the price. Like, he's priced too low. He's at 9,200. Mm-hmm. He's way too low. And I think he could do well. But that's a risk. Rick is chasing. That's what this is.
Rick, he has been very vocal about how upset he has been about this season so far.
Yeah. So he's this is what it feels like to be four back of Scotty Scheffler going into the final round. You're just chasing.
Just throwing stuff against the wall and hoping it sticks. Yeah. KP, meanwhile, 486th place in the Run Your Pool at 2.9, almost at 3. Congratulations to that. Going with Tommy Ladd Fleetwood.
I like that play.
I do too. I am surprised he did not get more love, but unfortunately for us, we're not going to be able to get first place because we went with another European, another member of that Ryder Cup team. If you listen to the best bet segment, you probably know who it is. I'm at 332nd at 5.1. Greg's at 124 at 7, only 11 spots behind Josh, who's in first for us at 113 at about 7.1. All three of us are going with Sugar Shane Lowry. Greg, what how do you feel about us being tripled up on him?
A lot worse than I felt when I typed his name in. look, there's a worry with him. The worry is the putter. Mm-hmm. I think he can find something, and that's what I'm leaning on. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about it. I think we all move up. I wish I had a little different play than Josh, but what can you do?
Josh said it took all his powers not to go with Jordan Spieth. Trust me, Josh.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. It's not as fun as it looks, unfortunately. But we have to get with Mark, of course. He's in the middle. He's sandwiched in the middle of everyone. He's at 6.3, 219th on the big board. He's going with Patrick Cantlay, the guy who's kind of been hovering around this tournament for the last handful of years. Easily could have won in 2022. Kind of showed a little bit of form there at the Masters. He was hovering, yeah. I would say. Hovering quite intensely.
He hit it a lot better. So I think, and with his record here, I mean, he's got like five top threes. It's a pretty crazy record. And he's played six times, five top tens, and four top threes, and one missed cut. There will not be another missed cut at the end of this week. I like the play. I almost went with Patrick Cantlay myself, but I feel like I think he's still going to get it going a little more later in the year. I kind of have Memorial in mind for Cantlay.
Okay. All right.
So I just figured there was something in the future, maybe the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I thought about Xander Schauffele this week, but I thought about Eastlake. I thought about the playoffs. I thought about another major championship, which are all similar money types, but with larger fields. So the range of outcomes is much more dispersed, but that's why I went with Shane Lowry.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's the right play, even though you guys did too.
Yeah, so I will not be in first place after this, unfortunately. Neither will you. Josh will, unless Patrick Cantlay wins, will probably still be in first amongst us. He will hope to catch the big boy team, though, in first. Shout out to him once again. Greg, I believe that is all we have on the docket, unless you want to talk about Palmetto bugs again.
I know
we're talking.
I feel for you with the Palmetto bugs.
Yeah. Okay. No Palmetto bugs.
I hope you get some sleep tonight.
I do too. I think we'll just leave it at that. I don't think the listeners need to hear about me waking up to a Palmetto bug in my bed. But
it's just disgusting. There aren't a lot. I'm pretty easygoing guy. I'm not like a squeamish guy. A lot of, I don't have a lot of these fears, but Palmetto bugs are downright terrifying.
Yeah.
I can't stand. I was telling you before the show, I had a little run in with them for a period of time when I lived in Florida, and it changed me as an individual.
Hardened you.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like their exterior shell.
Made you a man. All right, for those of you who don't know, which is everyone except Greg and Josh, I got no sleep last night because at 1:30 a.m. I felt something on my arm. And for those of you not in the South, pretty much the exact same thing. What am I looking for here? What's the word? The comp for a cockroach is a palmetto bug here in the South. I felt it on my arm. Shoved it off, did not. Oh God, no! I didn't sleep the rest of the night. I'm looking up places to move now, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
All right, that is all we have for you guys. Thank you to producer Josh, who was on the ones and the twos, dialing up the Palmetto bug pictures when no one asked for them. That is Greg Ducharme. You can find him at The Real GFD. I am Patrick McDonald. You can find me at P McDonald CBS. This was your First Cut podcast. Have a great day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.